Fuckers, fuckers, fuckers. Welcome back. I have waited a very long time to have another episode of Why Choose One. I was in this cycle of COVID, as we all were, where I wasn't really doing much, and I felt as though I wasn't overly inspired to record anything. So I have moved past this. I've been doing all kinds of shit. And now I'm like, what first episode should be the greatest episode of comebacks of all time? And I just haven't been able to think of the right thing. I've done a lot of shit and we can talk about all the things. However, there was something that really inspired me today. And that being a discussion about envy in non-monogamy. And as we all know, as we're coming down into this, let's discuss the more difficult topics of non-monogamy. And I have been recently inspired to really go into the depths of unknown. And the shit that is one step past the 101. It's the one step past the information that you can get in the fucking books. It's the one step past that you can only really learn in a community setting or someone who's actually going through the motions of everyday polyamory. And even then, you know, everything is so situational and everybody has a different opinion about how non-monogamy should work. And then there's the extremists versus the, you know, more typical, I guess you could say, or whatever. You know, everybody just has a different opinion, and it is such a complex topic. It's hard to stay focused on the very basic of non-monogamy in of itself. So the whole purpose of this today is I was thinking to myself, why is it so hard for me to pick a topic for the next episode? Why is it so hard? And I kept feeling this like imposter syndrome, like, what the fuck do I know? I'm just flailing like all the rest of you are. You know, I'm not better or farther along a path than any of you. You know, I'm just doing the best with what I got and the knowledge that I have and figuring it out along the way and what feels right and doing my best of reading about how relationships are effective and communication styles and, you know, books about like joy and shit and self-help shit and blending that with my view on non-monogamy. And those two things together, I feel like, are a rarity. You know, you don't see books like this. So I was thinking to myself, you know, why? What episode? And Jen, what do you know? And then all of a sudden I was reading this book, and it's actually called The Book of Joy, and it's about like, you know, joy, really, but in a more peaceful vibe with different views from different, very different religions, I guess you could say, like Buddhism and there's just different views. So I was reading about envy, and I was reading about how it's having a strong sense of we. So if you imagine going to your polycule and you ask, how are we? Instead of, how are you? And instead of directing, how is myself? You know, checking in a different way as how are we? You know, how is the accumulation of our community doing? And instead of focusing that, you actually lose a bit of what some suffering may be caused by, like might be caused by comparison. So say one of the people in your polycule have a new relationship and, you know, they're excited, they're full of NRE, you know, they're doing great. And then there is another one and, you know, they've boomed their business, you know, they're doing very successful, and you don't have anybody and you're poor as fuck and you're actually barely keeping your head above water. So how do you manage to say, how are we? when there's such vast differences going on in each other's lives. And if you can actually take yourself out of that situation, because the reason why you have that immediate negative thought process is because you're comparing yourself and what you have and your worth to what they have and what they're doing and their worth. And you're accumulating that as a value instead of seeing it as, how are we? Well, as a community, we're doing good. As a community, we can share what they call sympathetic joy. And it's purely feeling joy for others who have joy. It doesn't actually have to be the fact that they're successful in a business or that they have a new partner and experiencing NRE. If they are having joy from whatever they're having, from whatever it is caused from, then you can feel that. And so we often call that compersion, which is very difficult and rare to find, because that is actually feeling the joy. You know, that's actually feeling the joy for somebody else's joy. And so, or someone else's pleasure or whatever it may be, whatever that person is feeling, you are experiencing joy because they're experiencing it. It's no different than when you look at your kid and they beam for joy and they're laughing at this thing and they're this cute little baby and they're laughing at this thing and you're laughing because they're experiencing joy. But you're not comparing yourself to a child who's experiencing ice cream for the first time, because that's impossible. You can't do that. Because it's not the thing that you want so badly. Because you're allowing comparison to affect your view of the relationships around you and the people around you. And so having sympathetic joy, having the ability to get rid of the comparison, to get rid of your insecurities that are causing your lack of self-worth or your lack of ability to experience joy around others who are experiencing joy, you have to, it's not about, it. Your suffering is caused by literally you suffering. And it is allowing the suffering to control your life. And it's stepping away from that suffering, stepping away from that feeling of that victim mindset, that insecurity, that that your worth ability is attached to. Then if you step away from that and you step into the joy, then you will no longer be stuck in the vicious depressive cycle that is there. And it seems so fucking easy, but it's really challenging. And it's something that I practice every day and I try to work at it every day. And even still, like even just reading this and having a moment where I'm like, holy fuck, like everybody needs to know this. Everybody needs to know what just happened in my mind and how I got there. And it's not about me. It's not about what I'm going through. It's about the community. How are we? You know, how can I give to you guys? Because it's not about me. This isn't about me. This podcast has never been about me getting famous one day. It's about the people who are polyamorous or non-monogamous or whatever you are, a swinger, whatever it may be. And you want to get to have a more advanced knowledge about how to actually do this in our typical day-to-day lives. And our natural like culture just says, you know, we have to, you know, be a certain place at a certain time in our stages of life. And we have to, you know, be out of debt and we have to, you know, buy all this stuff so we can experience all the things. And we have to buy and we can't miss any event and we can't, you know, we have to go and do all the things, you know, and it's amazing how much we equate our worth and our ability to purchase things and having that money and as comparative as to our relationships or our ability to love. And if we just allow ourselves to just be like, okay, so if my husband comes home tomorrow and he says, Jen, I met an amazing woman and she makes me happy. She makes me feel flirty. She makes me feel loved and and good. I can tell you right now, I'm going to be like, at first, who the fuck is this bitch? What is she doing? Where does she come from? What are her intentions? And that's all the things that will run through my head at first. But if I actually sat down and thought about it, about my qualities and my morals and my ethics and my thoughts, I know in my heart and my soul that I will be pleased for him, that I will be overjoyed for him, because I am not afraid of my husband experiencing love. I'm not afraid of my husband experiencing NRE, because I trust in our relationship and I trust in our love and our trust in our ability to communicate so that I feel safe, so that this person feels safe, and so that he feels safe. And as long as we stay in that communication dialogue, that back and forth of ability to really embrace each other's needs, embrace each other's boundaries, and not compare what is apples to oranges. You cannot compare relationships. You cannot compare money, because at the end of the day, you are where you are in your present moment. And if you are not happy in that present moment, then you will be sadly mistaken if you think that you're going to get a little bit more money and be more happy. Because I guarantee you, those people with more money, well, they want more things. And we all know this. This is all a baseline. This is things you guys have read. You know, everybody thinks that it's great to have all these polyamorous relationships, but there's also, you know, things that they want and things that they change. And, you know, you'll never actually just achieve that happiness. So being able to sit down exactly where you are right now in this moment with the relationships that you have, with the money that you have, with the experiences that you have, and being fucking good with it, and just being like, I am truly grateful for this ability to be sitting exactly where I am right now. To be able to be listening to this right now. You are in a space of growth. You are in a space of, I want to do better. I want to laugh. I want to succeed in non-monogamy. I want to explore what you're here. You're doing the work, and it's obvious. So give yourself like a, it's going to be okay no matter where I am. No matter how jealous I'm feeling, no matter how insecure I'm feeling, no matter how much I'm shaming myself or judging myself or equating my worth for whatever area of life it may be in, fuck all of it. Because you are in a beautiful stage of growth continuously, and that will never go away. You will always be growing. You will always be learning, especially in non-monogamy. We all are. I am. People have been doing this for 20 years who think they got it all figured out. Those are the people you should be worried about. Because they never have it all worried out, because you never know what connection is going to come into your life. You never know what situation is going to come into your life. You never fucking know until you're in it. And then you're like, what the fuck do I do with this? So today I wanted to talk about envy. And I feel like if you just allow it to go away, because it's no different than jealousy. It's almost a more desperate form of jealousy. And recognizing it, working within it, communicating about it, but also finding a peacefulness in your mind about it is really the key. So I'm going to leave that at that. It's a quick and short and sweet episode about just really, like, I'm so excited. There's going to be so many topics that I'm planning on discussing with you guys. You fuckers, I have done so much. I've done so much shit lately and so much reading. And I just want to tell you all about everything, but I have to be patient. And I can't. It has to, like, guys, just you wait. Just you wait. There's an episode that's coming and you're going to die laughing. And also be slightly concerned for my ability to make good decisions. So, moral of the story, I'm happy to be back. If you guys have any questions or concerns, please follow my Instagram, Why Choose One Podcast. Ask me questions. Send me anything that you want to know, or if there's episodes that you want me to do, I'm more than happy to go down avenues, whether it's kink, non-monogamy, swinging, whatever it is. And we can talk about shit together. Or if you guys want to do a podcast with me where we talk shit and, you know, I can maybe coach you through some shit and you want to stay anonymous, that's cool too. That's Anyways, there's lots of things that we can do. So love y'all. Thanks for still following and exploring with me and going down this path with me. And mad love. Mad love.